What the police found was a veritable labyrinth which had been excavated underneath a block of flats in a poor area in the north of Palermo, what in Britain we would call council flats. This was a big block of flats, and underneath it was, first of all, a refuge for fugitives, it's suspected. And then from there, through a steel door, the police were able to get into this maze of passageways, at the end of which was a firing range.
And it does explain the fact that they've got this underground firing range. It does explain how the Sicilian mafia have managed to get their practice in, doesn't it? Because, I mean, it's not something you could sort of do in public without being discovered quite easily.
Absolutely. I mean, we know that, for example, young boys who are regarded as promising future mafiosi are taken out into the countryside and made to shoot animals to try and harden them up. It's known that the mafiosi themselves have practiced out in the country. But there's always the danger there that the clack of a pistol will draw unwanted attention, because it's a very different sound to that of, for example, a shotgun. This facility gave them the opportunity to practice with pistols in an area that was soundproofed and, they believed, absolutely safe from any kind of scrutiny.
How was it possible for this complex to remain undetected for so long?
Well, it's in an area which is a true fiefdom of the mafia. It's an area called the Northern Expansion Zone. It was a classic housing development of the 1960s or 70s, I believe, and it became the fiefdom of the Lo Piccolo family, led by a man who goes by the nickname of the Baron. He's been locked up. He was an aspiring boss of all bosses, who was picked up before he could get to the very top of Cosa Nostra. But the men that he left behind have kept an iron grip on that area. And one of the things that the police said is that it's really impossible to get into these flats without being seen by mafia lookouts, who then alert people who can escape off down passageways like the ones that were found on this occasion. What happened was that they were raiding the house, the flat of a suspected drug trafficker, and one of the policemen noticed a very big bunch of keys, suspiciously big, and said, "What are all these for?" And that's when they started to investigate further.